Could be needed.
Okay, we're in the bottom page, Peches, Tzitzes, Adar Beis, March 26th. The last sentence, that Biyosein Rechokim Hezbonanus Zos, being that we are far from this Hezbonanus, Min Hatzorach L'Harach Ben Yonak Tzah. So it's necessary to be marich a little bit about what it's about. Okay, he just said people don't necessarily have other talents. Some have a talent, some don't, but everybody can contemplate himself, can do a Cheshbon HaNefesh. So he's going to quote some sources for us that help us understand what we're talking about. Svarno be Kavanas HaTorah. This is the Rav Avadya Svarno. He has a sefer called Kavanas HaTorah. V'yidiyos Eila Yikna HaMizbonin Chaye Olam. With these pieces of knowledge, a Mizbonin, person who's contemplative, will acquire eternal life. So is sichlo hakochi asher ein lo metzias bepoel but toladato zulasi bekoch bavad, when he'll make his sechel, which is kochi, which means potential, and that's why I'm talking about koach versus bekoch versus bepoel, which means you have something bekoch means you have it in ability and strength, bepoel means in action, so in simple English we'd say. And potential versus in reality. So he says the seichel is really all koach. It doesn't have metzias, doesn't have existence in reality by its innate nature. Zulosi bekoach bavad. It's only potential. Sheyikneb is bonenuso atzmos sichli nimtze bepoel v'yichya ola netzach lefi tivo. He will acquire through his hisbonenus an essence, an existence, a seichel existence, which really is really there, that exists in reality, not just potentially, and he'll live forever based on, I think he means, the new nature that he's made for him. So he says, lefi tivo, per his nature, which I think he means, when it does that, when the seichel achieves that, now it lives forever. So those are deep words. Yesh lahamek bedaber niflazeh. One can really get into the depths of this incredible thing. What's the Svarno saying? Hasechel mitivo hu rak bakoach ba'adam. Sechel by its nature is really just a potential in man. Ketzad yotze hasechel el hapoel. How does sechel come out into existence, reality, the realm of functioning? Hainu sheha adam yiye ba'atzmo sichli. This is part of the question. How does a person himself become a seichel, a seichelic person? Zehu koach ha'hizbonenus. That's what his bonenus is. Shal yada hufachas ruchnias seichel limitzius ala atzma shal adam. By way of it, spirituality and seichel become the reality and the essence of the person. I think what he means is every person has a mind. The mind is what connects us to Da'as, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a world beyond just the physical. Every person can understand those things, but it doesn't mean he's connected to them. It permeates the person when he lives in the world of Seicho, which comes from his boneness. His boneness brings it from the realm of potential to the realm of his reality. That's like a Torah of a lifetime. It's the whole world. Davar Niskav, Mizbonenbo. This is a lofty thing for somebody who contemplates it. I think he means that it's a little bit of a play on words because we're talking about being Mizbonen. But if one really thinks about this, this is a lofty thing. This is the raison d'etat. Od Yosef Matzina B'Targum Yerushalmi Sofar Shas Kisavo. Targum Yerushalmi, which you see in your regular Mikros Gedolos Chumash, Targum Unklos is basically a straight translation, except for certain places where he elaborates. Targum Yerushalmi is more midrashic. So, at the end of Parshas Kisavo, one says, "Shmartim es divrei abrisa zos vasisim osam leman taskilu es kol asher ta'asun." So you should observe this bris and do them, the words of this bris and do them, and then it says, "In order that you'll be maskil everything you do." So what is that phrase? Leman taskilu. It doesn't translate well in English the way we're used to the word seichel, meaning intelligence. The truth is sometimes maskil means successful. He dubbed b'chol drach of maskil, so you could translate just to mean you'll be successful. But let's see what the Targum says. V'sitron yasmile shevach harayis hada. Il guard, the citron is like the word lositor, it's the translation for shomer usually. The words of this, now it says shevach harayis hada, the praise of this Torah. I'm not sure exactly why that's the word for bris, but v'sabdun yasan, you'll do them. Min beglal de tisbonenun yaskomad misavdin, in order that you'll contemplate. So he's translating taskilu as to be misboning. Hare tachlis kol ha'Torah kula hisbonenus b'chol ha'masim. The goal of the whole Torah is so that in all your order that you'll be misboning in everything you do. Tachlis Torah, the goal of the Torah, lafoch ha'sa'odim, is to turn man who's paziz ha'maisim, who is hasty, huh? No, but here it means hasty, not thought out, impetuous. There's this pachas kamayim, yeah, but similar idea, I think. Bohul hatnuos, tnuos action. Bohul means he's like flustered. Lios kulo misbone, for him to be entirely a contemplative person. I mentioned the real schools of Musar actually taught this bepoel. In Kelm, you didn't make an extra motion of your body unless it was warranted. That was literally every physical motion of Yeruchim Levavitz. You can see it in the Das Torah, which I have by my seat over there. When he first came to Kelm, he davened Marv with them. He desperately wanted to see the altar of Kelm, but he didn't see him till the next day because he didn't go like this. Kelm. He would have had to crane his neck to see him, and yet he just didn't do that. It would have been totally out of line. Can you imagine a yeshiva where you don't turn your neck? But that's because that was part of the training, that every motion was thought out. That's at a very prati level, but every person can work on it in general. Here we are omedan, which means like we're coming to analyze and to grasp the important avoda, the most important avoda in the life of Torah and the life of a person. And again, he's using those two terms. Torah is about what's supposed to be done. Musar is about how man is supposed to get there. So he refers to chayi Torah, chayi adam. L'chein aleinu l'harchiv b'beir. So we have to expand the explanation here. Ha'hisbonin is sod gadol from the sodas haTorah. It's really a big secret from the secrets of the Torah. Humisba'er b'derech etzchayim. The Ramchal Zal, and it's explained in the Derech Etz Chaim of the Ramchal, which is one of the great esoteric svarim. I don't know if we'll get through all of this, but v'zeh tira ki shneim b'tchuna achas nivru. We'll see the two things were created with the same characteristic. Seichel ha'adam v'atorah ha'maskelos oso. This is a fascinating piece. The seichel of man and the Torah that gives him seichel. Chavos Lavava talks about this, that our guidance comes from two places, the book and the machine, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two things. Maybe we'll come back to this quote tomorrow so we can study it properly.